welcome to this latest edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. It's a joyous homecoming for Brayhead Clan after 5 weeks on the road. Their first game back at Brayhead Arena ended in victory as they won by 4-3 over their rivals, the Fife Flyers. Tristan Harper got the winner in the end. His winner late in the third period gave them that 4-3 win. But back at the start, the Flyers took the lead with Ned Lukasiewicz tucked away at the back post after he was set up by Matt Reaver. He was back after suffering a spot of concussion, a welcome sight for those travelling Fife Flyers fans. Brayhead pulled level when Scott Pitt shot from wide right flew past the Flyers goalie Kevin Regan in the visitors' goal, but the home side took the lead in the second period with a deflection in front of the Flyers' goal. Fell nicely for Neil Trim, who slotted home. Kyle Jones was left well beaten for Fife's leveller to make it 2-2 when Jamie Millam shot from distance at the blue line, came off a couple of sticks on its way before it ended up in the Brayhead goal. Pitt, however, landed his second of the night with a bullet of a shot after Trim's pass found his teammate free on the inside right, and he let rip to restore Clan's lead. Harper added that fourth in the final period, taking advantage of some slack play from Fife, and fired in a shot that crept over the goal line. Flyers halved the deficit shortly after as Scott Fleming blasted a deadly slap shot that zipped past Jones, setting up a grand finale, but in the end it was all they could muster. Brayhead Clan winning by 4-3. We'll get some reaction from Brayhead Clan very shortly. Head coach Ryan Finnerty joins me now. Ryan, 4-3 win in the end. You did well tonight.
Yeah, that was a heck of a game there. Both teams. You know, that was a good game, and you know, we came out hard and came out strong, and you know, it was a huge game for us, and they played well. They got a great team, great club over there, and power play saved us, and Kyle Jones made some big saves, and you know, it had a bit of everything in it, and it was offense and defense, not a lot played in the neutral zone, so it was exciting to sit back and watch. I thought it was one of the better games I've been a part of, and you know, like I said, I talked to Todd after, and both kind of thought that was a heck of a game from both sides, and we're glad we came out on top.
That's what it's all about. You lost 4-0 up at Fife a couple of weeks ago. Were you still hurting from that one, even though you'd had a few games in between?
No, not at all. Yeah, you move on in this league. You can't sit back. Obviously, it's in your memory, but you don't. You know, once this game, just like tonight, once it's done, we take the positives, take the momentum, and move on to Edinburgh, and we got to come to work tomorrow, or we won't be successful. And you know, we last time in Fife, we didn't show up, we didn't play well, and now that's what happens here. But tonight, we corrected a few, and then we played well. We played really well tonight, and we're a bit short on bodies and a bit short on energy with guys battling the flu and running two lines at some points. Mm-hmm. But no, we pulled it out, and it was a heck of a game. Now we got to focus tomorrow.
Scott Pitt's on good form. That's 5 goals in his last 3 games. He certainly knows how to find the net.
Yeah, that power play line is pretty good. I mean, even 5-on-5, they're a good line, and yeah, they connected tonight, and that's what we expect out of them. You know, they've been carrying us all year as far as is our first unit, and tonight they had good success in the power play.
Again, good quality of fishing from finishing both teams as well. The good quality of goals. I think the fans certainly enjoyed it.
That was a great game to watch. I mean, if you paid a ticket, you got your money's worth tonight. That was a great. Great display of from both teams, you know, and played at a good pace. And like I said, it was back and forth for 60 minutes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I tried to enjoy as much as I could, but, you know, they put us under some big pressure. You know, they got some fast forwards, they got some shifty forwards, and they put us under pressure. But, like I said, we're happy to get the win and move on.
Big saves from Jonesy at the end as well. How nervous were you in that last couple of minutes when Fife seemed to throw everything, including the kitchen sink, at you?
Yeah, we couldn't seem to get a bounce there, and you know, with the first one there, if we would have, you know, chipped it a bit softer, and we would have won that leg race, probably would have been over. But hey, they, you know, like I said, you know, 6-on-5, you got to win those draws, and we win a draw there, and we get out of trouble. But no, it was, you know, it's good. It's good for our guys to go through that too. It's good for our guys to experience that, that pressure and you know, in those tight games, to be able to stiffen up and close games out. So it's good to go through it this early. You know, we got to learn. We'll cut video and show where, you know, we made some mistakes. But you know, biggest one is you win a draw, you get out of your zone. But no, it was like you said, it was a great game. I mean, a lot of respect for that club. They're very good, and we move on, take the momentum into tomorrow.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
Thanks.
I'm joined now by Scott Pitt. Scott, another two goals for you tonight. You've certainly hit some form in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, our power play was clicking tonight, so it was pretty fun. I mean, got to give a lot of credit to my teammates, too. Trimmer made a pretty nice pass on the second one, so it was a wide-open net. Hopefully I don't miss those.
You've had a couple, two good goals tonight, two fair hits as well.
Yeah, on that first one, I saw the goalie cheating for the pass, so I figured I'd try and get him cheating there. So,
what's it like to be back here at Brayhead Arena after 5 weeks away? I think you said it was going to feel weird. How did it feel?
Yeah, it felt unbelievable. I mean, what a great atmosphere tonight. Crowd was incredible. I mean, sold out barn. So much fun to play in front of, so I know we really appreciate that.
What was that wall of sound like as you came out onto the arena? The lights are off, obviously, to add to that bit of atmosphere. What was that like?
Yeah, it gives you chills for sure. I mean, we love it, so.
Talking about the game, though, I mean, 4-3, it was a very good game to watch, certainly, yeah. From a spectator's point of view. What was it like to play in?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it's high-intensity game, and they came at us pretty hard there at the end, so got to give a lot of credit to Jonesy there, kept us in it. So,
was there any nerves among you guys out there, given that Fife pretty much threw everything at you in those last couple of minutes?
No, I mean, we just kind of stayed calm and stuck to the game plan and let it sort itself out, I guess.
And you've got that little bit of momentum now, taking that into Edinburgh tomorrow, 2 points over there?
Yeah, that's huge. I mean, 3-3, so hopefully we can come out with 6 points after the weekend.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Scott.
Thanks.
And finally tonight, I'm joined by the player assistant coach, Zach Fitzgerald. Zach, thanks for joining me. A 4-3 win tonight. It's happiness all round among the players.
Oh, yeah, total happiness, that's for sure. We needed to get back in track against that team, kind of knock them down a peg. They kind of embarrassed us up there in Fife a couple of weeks ago. And we needed some redemption.
Good discipline tonight as well. Not too many penalties taken.
You're talking to the wrong guy, but overall the team discipline was better. A couple penalties I could have done something a little different, I guess. I don't know. The reffing was questionable if you ask me, but you know, that's a hip check in most other places, but that's fine. And then, you know, Rail goes down and beats a guy one-on-one and he trips him. He doesn't call that a trip, which is the exact same play but with a stick. So I think it was good for us to stay out of the box because they took advantage when they were on the power play, but we held off.
Good power play lines the coach was talking about as well. They certainly got you a few goals tonight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know our power play was clicking. They're making good passes and keeping possession and putting it in the nets. So that's what we ask. That's what we need.
On to Edinburgh tomorrow, another tough game out in Murrayfield. It's the second of the three-game stretch. How is the legs after that first game?
Oh, good. I think we're excited to go back in there. It's a nice short trip, which always makes it nice, especially when you know you're looking at 3-3. You know, it's an hour trip. It's earlier game, which kind of helps for the rest after for the Sunday game. And, you know, it's nice to go to bed with a happy feeling and recharge for tomorrow.
What was it like to be back here after 5 weeks away?
Oh, it was great. Plus, the crowd was loud and it was packed in here. And it was a great atmosphere. It was fun. It was made for excitement. I'm glad we got a win. You know, I think that helped. You know, keep them coming back and keep them rooting for us. And so it was huge. It was nice. The homecoming was well worth it.
Good stuff. Thanks very much, Zach.
Right on, bud.
And that's the reaction from the Brayhead Clan camp after that 4-3 win over Fife Flyers here in the homecoming game at Brayhead Arena. A crowd of over 3,500 crammed into this arena to witness what was a fantastic game, as you've heard there from the words of Ryan Finnerty, Scott Pitt and Zach Fitzgerald. The Clan are back on the road. They take on Edinburgh Capitals tomorrow. That's Saturday. That's a 6 o'clock face-off. Then they travel to Dundee on Sunday at 6:30. Thank you very much for listening to Clan Radio. My thanks to Ryan Finnerty, Zach Fitzgerald and Scott Pitt for their time in talking to us. You can keep up to date with the latest on the club at the website, brayheadclan.com. The club are also on Facebook and on Twitter at @Brayhead_Clan. Thank you for listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Bye for now.